Kind of a follow-up on the basketball that we've been doing up at the Armstrong Gym. I wanted to talk to a friend of mine just about what basketball has meant to him over the years. My friend is Nick, moved down from Iowa with his bride-to-be last summer, and my son Patrick was over on Moonshine Road. I think that's County Road 213, runs north from Charlie Joe Flash Puller's place on up to JJ. And the road's got quite a interesting history. I don't quite know why it's been called Moonshine over the years, but that's the label it's got. And so I went back to see the roof that Patrick was working on, and he said, by the way, did you notice the rock work being done on a foundation for a house? There's like 10 new houses going up back there on Moonshine. And yeah, I'd noticed somebody working on a small home down the hill off the road. And so I thought, well, why don't I do a little neighboring, which is another way of saying being nosy. And I went down and I met Nick and Raylene, and saw what they were up to. They were building, putting up the foundation of their 20 by 30 house using rock and mortar. Beautiful, beautiful foundation they put together. Took them quite a while. They worked on it for 5 or 6 weeks before they finished that. Then he'd already done some timber frame beams up in Iowa, went up and got those, and they are putting together a straw bale house, which they'll finish this summer. Winter moved in, and just wasn't time to do all the plastering, even though they've gotten most all of the straw bales in place. Nick is a carpenter working with the team down in Columbia. Was all excited about playing basketball with us, and so he joined us up there and injured his heel and wasn't able to play with us the second time. He's since decided it's plantar fasciitis is probably what happened, and at first we thought maybe a fractured heel, but I think that it's an injury to that tendon. My son John's a smarty. The other day I was with Nick, and John pulls up and he said to Nick, well, Nick, you're a heck of a lot better basketball player than I am, but I can still walk on my left leg and you can't. So John always is the smarty when it comes to jokes in our family, and he pulled off another one. I hope he didn't hurt Nick's feelings too bad. So anyway, like I said, Nick loves basketball, and I talked to him about it, and I wanted to let you hear what all he had to say. Yeah. So I was driving through Armstrong today, and I don't know any of the kids up there at all. It used to be I did. I'm always shocked that if I'm following the bus into Armstrong, it stops, and out come 60 bodies. And then if you go on a Friday, they have what's called buddy packs, in which it's probably the food pantry puts together food to send home with kids on Friday nights. And it's peanut butter and cookies and I don't know what all else, but it can kind of take that kid through the weekend with food. Mm-hmm. And every single kid getting off that bus has a buddy pack. So they're a special bunch of kids. They're going through some interesting times in growing up. So anyway, I'm driving through town today, and they don't have classes on Mondays in Fayette. And here's a kid, probably 7th, 8th grade, heading up to the park, dribbling a ball. And so I stopped and I said, hey, did you know that there's basketball on Sundays at 2 o'clock in the gym? Duh. Whether I'll ever see this kid again or not, I don't know. But what's going on at that age where a kid's walking down the street dribbling a basketball? Were you ever that kid?
Yeah, I was.
What was going through their heads?
At that age, we weren't thinking a lot, I don't think. It was just fun to get out there with the rest of the kids, and that's what everyone was doing. We were all playing sports. Mm-hmm. And that's just what we did. We didn't really think about it. We did it, and it was just super fun. It was a time in your life where you didn't, at least from my perspective at that time in my life, I didn't worry about much, and so we just kind of fooled around and played a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. Basketball.
Yeah.
A lot of street basketball.
In the back of their head is the dream, wow, when I hit high school, maybe I'll be good enough to be a star. I don't know. Is that?
Yeah, you're always shooting for that. You know, mm-hmm. you're always, at least for me, I was always sizing myself up to the other kids and trying to stay in the top, you know, the top rank. And we were all very competitive,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about getting as far as you could go with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And when we got into junior high, then, and you see high schoolers playing, you do want to kind of take it to the next level. You see how good the older kids get, then that's your model.
That kid Zane that we were playing with the other day, mm-hmm. He wasn't there Sunday. He was in some tournament somewhere.
Cool.
Playing. And he's probably 11 because he's in fifth grade with my grandson. How does a kid get that good at that age? I mean, he was phenomenal, don't you think?
Yeah, he was better than I was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to rub it in, but no, he was, wasn't he?
You know, part of it is having it in your blood. Part of it is just how much time you spend with the ball in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, yeah, it's both of those things. But practice and just being comfortable with the ball and just spending a lot of time with it. I don't know how much time he has spent with it. It sure looks like he has spent a lot of time with it. I don't know if he's got older brothers that exposed him to basketball, brothers or sisters, I should say.
Yeah.
Who exposed him, but it sure seems like he spent a lot of time with it already.
A lot of tenacity too. I mean, yeah, he was on your team, but here you are well over 6 foot. And how tall would he have been?
Oh,
3.5, 4 foot at the most?
Yeah, maybe just over 4 foot. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, well, he just kept going to the hoop, you know, mm-hmm. which is exactly what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
He would just go to the hoop, and I just kept passing the ball to him to you know, hopefully to reinforce that, because that's the big thing, is just to keep going to the hoop.
Yeah. Now, he was on a team that I saw play a couple times, and I didn't realize his skill. And part of it was there was a kid who, for some reason, everybody fed him the ball, I guess because he just was that personality where I'm going to do really good at this and make baskets. Well, he didn't. But he was always getting the ball.
Yeah.
And as a result, we never really saw Zane shine.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that happens.
Right.
But
yeah, some of it is personality. Mm-hmm. You know, there are, you know, ball hogs and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's just part of the game and part of being a kid and learning, learning how to play on a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had some ball hogs on our high school team and sometimes we didn't play very well as a team because of it. But it is all about learning how to play as a team and learning when to pass the ball, learning, you know, who's going to get you to take it to the next level and who needs the ball in their hands, really.
This kid who was a ball hog, it was really funny. They had refs, so there were some free throws.
Mm-hmm.
And twice when he got up to the free throw, I don't know what you'd call it, but he was egging the crowd on to cheer him on and watch what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And every time the crowd would do it, and he would sink it.
Whatever works.
Right. But I thought, man, that's a risky move.
Yeah.
But he had it in him.
Yeah.
When we were playing Sunday, I don't know if you remember meeting Gabe. Gabe is a bench warmer on the basketball team. And I used to have this strategy. He's not all that good yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to have this strategy with people I knew weren't very good. They'd get to the three-point line, and I'd say, shoot, shoot, which was awful of me. But almost every time they would. And so I did that to Gabe to see what would happen. Sure enough, he shot it up, and he made it. And I'm sure he went home thinking about that all night long.
How old is he?
He's a junior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his girlfriend came up, and I think she made most of the points for their team.
Oh, fun.
Very just tenacious.
Is she playing too? Or
no. No. She's a track star. She played softball all through her junior year even, but just did not get any playing time. Mm. She just wasn't the right kid. Because she's very talented. I know she is.
Yeah.
And I watched something. I'm still learning about the game. I just don't really know anything. But whenever Gabe had the ball and had an opportunity to shoot, and I was covering him, she would get between me and Gabe to protect Gabe so that he could have a moment to relax and make a shot.
Mm.
And, you know, dumb me, I'm sure that's just standard procedure. But I learned something to try from her. That's something for me to work on.
Yeah. Oh, there's all sorts of ways to play defense. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she's been around the game some, I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And we really had a lot of fun with her. We had eight up there, so good. The numbers are growing.
Good.
And I'd say the most we ever had up there was probably about 20. And that kind of fills the gym up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does. The other thing I noticed that was really fun for me to see was my youngest grandson, Owen, is 7. And you all were really good at, and I told the team Sunday to do the same thing with him, at letting him take the ball down the court, dribbling. And when he got that privilege, which was frequently, his smile was bigger than the sunrise. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So what all's going on through a brain like that at that age?
Yeah, it's, well, especially with some older players, you feel, you know, if it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of mischievous, maybe.
Even. Yeah.
But, it's just good to keep young people, you know, encouraged too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's really important whenever we can do that for them.
I saw a lot of that over the years. Now, one thing that used to happen up there all the time, and I don't know if it's an Iowa thing too or not, but the kids would insist on playing, and I wouldn't let them make it take it.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, we played that a little bit when we were kids. Until you said that, I would have never remembered that in my whole life. But yeah, it's
just, I think it's terrible.
It's kind of a street rule or a street take on a game, you know.
Okay.
That's it. But yeah, we played it. We played some of that. It just ups the stakes a little bit for each possession, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To
No, I was very critical of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was around, no, we're not doing make it take it. Mm-hmm. That's unfair to the underdogs.
it gets ugly.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was just wondering if that was kind of a just an Armstrong thing where we play jungle ball, or if that was widespread.
Yeah, I think.
Well, explain what it is.
Well, make it take it is when, if you score, you get the ball back, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, and so it can end a game really quickly, or it can just make it really intense.
Yeah.
And it gets everyone kind of fired up. And mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of a street rule.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's a pretty well-known thing amongst kids.
Okay.
They've done that since I was a kid anyway.
Thanks for the water. Appreciate it. Yeah. There's something else I wanted to get into, and now it's left me. So this may be the end of my cross-firing of you. Oh, basketball seems to be a game you love. Did you prefer it over football?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was a freshman in high school, I quit playing football because it was... I loved football.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. But it was really hard on my body. And basketball is hard on your body, too. Just kind of in a different way. And I was just more suited. I was 6'4 and like 160 pounds. And so football was rough. And I got pushed around on the basketball court a lot, too. You know, mm-hmm. I just tried to be quick and but I never really could be that aggressive in the paint. And but yeah, I loved basketball. That was kind of, it was always kind of an art more than a lot of sports were. It flows. There's a nice flow to it. It's not like baseball or football where it's stopping and starting so much. It's kind of a dance. But anyway, so I just think it's a beautiful sport. We had a lot of fun playing it, but we enjoyed football, we enjoyed baseball and all that too, but I always was fond of basketball, personally.
I see these professionals who are all 7 foot tall, and I can enjoy watching them, but at the same time, I'm thinking, they need to raise the basket. They need to make the court longer.
Yeah.
This just ain't a sport no more with bodies like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be like to be under 6 foot and be down there with a 10-foot hoop, you know?
Yeah,
it's nice to be able to get up there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we went Sunday. I asked everybody, do you want to play full court or half court? And they all looked at me and they said, well, with you playing, we'd probably go half court, shouldn't we? I said,
little
no, no, that's one of my slight advantages.
Right. It's Sam needs his
So we ran probably for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And
it's a good workout.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent. That's a lot of running.
You need to get that running in. Yeah, it's such a great way to run, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't, it's not just running. It's running and watching and stopping. And
yeah,
it can be hard on knees.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But, and feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you played, did you have any memorable coaches? Or do you kind of feel like you learned it all on your own?
I think my most memorable coach was my dad. He was actually a pretty good basketball, he is pretty athletic. Well, I don't know if you'd say that now, but I played a lot with my dad, and he showed us how to play football and basketball and baseball, but mostly football and basketball. And he would, you know, almost always come out and play with us. And I remember playing one-on-one with him as a kid.
Huh.
And getting pushed around, by my dad. Mm-hmm. But that's how I learned how to play basketball.
Wow.
You know, just going one-on-one with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, you learn a lot about defenses and offenses and how to play as a team. From coaches in high school and on up and stuff. Nothing really stuck out to me as a coach that was very inspiring or anything like that. But I'd say I learned those basics from my dad, and that was the foundation of everything else for me.
Mm-hmm. And his love of sports started as a kid too, and then he played in high school?
Yeah, I don't think he ever played in high school. I think they just played... I don't know exactly where he picked that up. I'm sure it was just on the street with, you know, he ran around with kids, and he had older brothers.
Okay.
And he watched a lot of sports, you know, professional sports, and he probably learned a little reading up on it as we started getting into sports as kids, because he ended up coaching our teams from time to time too. He was our football coach in third grade. I was in third grade, my brother was in fifth grade, and that's when we started. Actually, I think my brother was younger than that when he started. And I think my dad was coaching him in football, and then in basketball too, he was our coach for a good while there when we were growing up as kids, for playing in the park system in Minneapolis. So he probably he read some and then studied on that too, but it was all, I mean, he just could handle a ball, you know, whether it was a football or a basketball or whatever.
Did he continue on that at all once you all got out of high school and went on one?
No.
So he included others, but you all were the focus of why he was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, your brother is how much older than you?
2.5 years.
Okay. Were you about the same height?
Roughly. Probably till I was in high school. I probably caught him when I was a sophomore and he was a senior. And then he left, of course, for college. But we were built differently, though, always. I was always a lot faster and could jump a lot higher. He was always a lot stronger, and that was just how we were.
Yeah, yeah. He was probably built more like your dad,
as I recall. Built a little more like my dad. Yeah. I'm built a little like my mom.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And your dad's height is maybe 5'11"?
He's 5'11", I'd say.
Yeah.
Almost 6 foot.
Yeah. I really don't know your dad. I wasn't around him that long, but I can tell he's somebody I would enjoy getting to know.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I think this is a wrap.
Yeah.
I really appreciate getting some insights from you, and we got to get you healed up and back up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the time.